A warm welcome, everyone, to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're excited to have Mr. Peter Brdesko with us today, the President and CEO of Guyana Goldstrike, which is a Canadian-based junior gold company focused on the exploration, development, and operation of the Marudi Gold Project in Guyana, South America. The company is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange with ticker symbol GYA. Peter, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Okay, terrific. Now, Peter, as this is our initial interview, could you give us an overview of Guyana Goldstrike and its activities?
Well, you've done an excellent introduction, and you're accurate. We're a resource development exploration junior public company that trades on the TSX Venture, and as you stated, under the symbol GYA. We're focused on our flagship project, which is the Marudi Gold Project, and that is located in Guyana, South America. And we've been involved with this project relatively new, about a year and a half now, just over a year. Very excited about it. The project has a resource from historical work that was done on it by prior operators. It's relatively unexplored. 90% of the property is still unexplored. So it was a great project for us to take on, and we've raised some dollars this year as well that we can speak to as we move on into the interview. And we've set ourselves up nicely, I think, for a gold market that we hope is going to start to heat up in the near future.
Okay, terrific. Now, before we discuss the Marudi project, could you first give some color on the country of Guyana? For example, what makes Guyana attractive for gold mining, and how are the country's mining laws?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people are not familiar with Guyana, first of all, being in South America, and it can get confused with potentially being a country in Africa. And although it is not in Africa, it has a very similar geological setting that West Africa has. And for your listeners that are familiar with the successes of a number of exploration companies in West Africa, it's very similar in what you would see with exploration that's done in Guyana. Basically, the geology is covered by what's called the Guyana Shield. And it's very similar to the shield in West Africa. As the continents at one time, when you go back, the continents were together and then they've separated. And so for us, everyone understands or knows that West Africa is a great exploration area and a premier exploration area. But to some degree, the Guyana Shield has been relatively underexplored. And so that was another motivating factor for us wanting to be involved, was we felt that we were taking a lead advantage or a early first step in exploring the Guyana Shield, and in particular in Guyana. And so Guyana itself, what we liked about it was, in terms of the country, English-speaking, British common law, so that was very good. Well-established Mining Act, that was very good. And also, it's had some successes with prior operators that are there. And there is a major operator that has a mine in production called the Aurora Mine. The company is Guyana Goldfields. And this is a very successful company that we are, if you will, tailoring ourselves and wanting to replicate the successes that they've had. And here's a stock that trades in the $5 range. They have 16-year mine life. They just went into production. They're going to be pulling out, about 150,000, 200,000 ounces a year from the mine. And so this is an excellent example in Guyana of what we hope that Marudi can progress and develop into. So, these were sort of our leading factors that had us focused on Guyana and why we're operating there.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, let's zoom in on your flagship property, Marudi. So far, two particular areas on the property called Marudi North and Mazoa Hill have been explored in more detail. Starting with Mazoa Hill, what can you tell us about this area?
Yeah, so we recently completed an updated resource estimate, and it was solely focused on Mazoa Hill. Mazoa Hill had 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 the most amount of work that was performed by prior operators. We're looking at close to 100 drill holes, and it was a well-defined structure or a resource, if you will. And so we felt that we needed to bring this into bring it up to date into a compliant current day resource. So we did that, and it performed very nicely for us when we did the update. We have about just under 260,000 ounces of gold at grading at 1.8 grams per ton, and that is indicated. And in terms of inferred, we have a further 86,000 ounces. So together, we're looking at about 350,000 ounces, and that's given us a great start on this project from the work that prior operators have done.
Also at Marudi North, plenty of historic work has already been conducted, right?
That's another zone that had some drilling in the past. Not enough to where we wanted to update a resource estimate there. We'd like to do some further work. And so later on in the year, as we move into a drill program, we'd be looking to do some additional drilling there. And like I've mentioned, 95% of the property is still unexplored. So when you move beyond these two zones, there's a number of areas that we're currently exploring through trenching. That's still within the 5% that has been previously explored. There's 7 to 9 areas there that we're looking at right now and that we've already begun some trenching. And then moving further from that, of course, is the 95%. Now, what we're going to do first with this 95%, we're going to do a flyover, magnetic flyover, to really see if there's any similarities or anything that is similar to what we're seeing geologically on this initial 5% of the property. And then that'll give us a toehold in terms of where we want to start exploring on this other 95%.
An exploration program to expand the existing resource of the property commenced just a few weeks ago. What can you tell us about this program and its initial results?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've entered into a exploration program that is designed as a phase one, which would be trenching. And then the trenching results, we would then marry that up with a lot of the legacy data that was done by prior operators. And this will further then determine a phase two drill program that we're looking at later this year. So the trenching program is designed to do up to 12,000 meters of trenching. And like I said, we're initially focusing on 7 to 9 areas of interest that are within the 5% and then potentially moving further out of that 5% area as well. We've had some good successes and so far from our trenching. The first area that we looked at was it's called the Paunch area, P-A-U-N-C-H, Paunch area, and it returned assays 7.4 and 5.9 grams per ton. And so this is excellent. We just recently had a news release on the Marudi Northwest extension. And this is where we're currently trenching right now. And the first three trenches that we've done in the West extension has identified the host rock. And so this was very exciting to us. We've sent assays in. We don't have the results yet. But we're really encouraged that with our first three trenches there, that we're identifying the host rock containing, hopefully contains the gold mineralization. That's generally, the trend that when you explore that you go for. You want to identify the host rock, then that's the rock that generally will hold the gold mineralization. You do your sampling and your mapping of that, and then we get our assay results from that. So we're really encouraged that the West extension potentially has the gold mineralization, which then will extend this Marudi North zone and helps us with, a potential resource estimate in that area looking forward. Very good use of exploration dollars, and it's a great way to start our program.
Now, particularly interesting is that you already have all the necessary licenses in place for Marudi, including a mining license.
Yeah, this is really key. not very many junior operators, explorers are in a position to have a permitted mining license. And again, this was one of the exciting elements or characteristics of this project and why we took it on. To be in a position to have an established mining license is very rare. And it puts us in ahead of timelines and also saves us on cost as well in terms of getting a mining license permitted. There's cost and there's time in doing that. Romanex, which is the company, the Guyanese company, initially applied for this license in 2003, was granted in 2009. And so you can see that's a six-year process that for us, we immediately get the benefit of that. Now, the mining license puts us in a great position where we can potentially exploit, we can do some bulk sampling and begin to exploit the mineralization on the property. And we've done this to a small degree. We did a cooperative agreement with artisanal miners in the area, where we've given them access, supervised access to the property, where they could mine the property's streams, and this has been very good to us because it's enabled us to generate about $200,000 to $250,000 in royalties from them. So they pay us an in-kind royalty of 10% of whatever they mine from the property, from the rivers and streams. These are humble numbers, but again, it's rare and it's a benefit to the company. Anytime you can have a little bit of revenue coming in, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Now, in February of this year, Guyana Goldstrike, along with four other resource companies, announced the formation of an Ethereum blockchain strategic alliance for gold and silver asset-backed crypto tokens. Could you explain the concept of this alliance?
Sure. This was intriguing to me and to our board. I always feel if there's an opportunity to add value to your company, and if you can add it in a non-dilutive manner, in terms of equity, non-dilutive to the equity of a company, that's a very good scenario. We're obviously our business. When we need to raise money, we usually go to the market and we raise it through equity, and that to some degree obviously is a dilution to the shareholder base. What this crypto token opportunity potentially presents is an ability to finance the company through a token which would be non-dilutive to the company. So it's a way to maintain your equity position and not adding to it. And so for me and the board, we felt that this was something to look into. We felt that we'd take some risk in being an early mover on this and maybe have an early mover advantage. And that's what we've done, and we're still working with the group and putting it together. And we're hopeful that we'll have some successes from it.
Canamex Gold Corp, one of your partners in this alliance, has already launched an initial private placement based on this concept. Do you also have plans to raise money this way in the near future?
Yes, we do. And as I've stated, it's definitely a structure that we're looking at, and we're working with Canamex, and we're hopeful that we should have something in the future on this. But I should add that we are well capitalized, and this was as a result of a recent financing and investment from the Zijin Mining Group, which is the largest gold producer in China. And this investment came in earlier this year, $3.2 million investment. And it came in actually through two of their funds, the Zijin Global Fund and the Zijin Minus Exploration Fund. And this was interesting that it not only obviously came in, some of the dollars came in through their exploration fund, but it also came in through the other fund, which was more of a producer type of fund. And for us, that was an endorsement it definitely pointed the way that they really like the property, they like what we're doing, and they saw that this potential project right now has the ability to grow substantially and be of significance moving forward. And so we're very fortunate and very excited to have a great partner in Zijin. And it was great timing for us in terms of capitalization, as it really was sort of the spark that enabled us to take a strong step forward in our exploration. And they've given us a clear mandate. And the mandate is, you know, explore the hard rock and grow those ounces the best you can.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the other key executives of the company?
My specialty is more on the administrative financing side, structure side. And so that puts me in a good position as a CEO of the company. But the strength and success of any resource company is really on your geological team. And even more to that, I would say that the country team that you have as well, your country manager and who the team that you have set up in the location where you're operating, and in those two areas we have absolutely the best. So Locke Goldsmith is our VP of Exploration. Now, this is a gentleman that's had my goodness, I think close to 50 years of experience in exploration, geology. He also knew the property back in the 90s, so he's very experienced with the property. And so this is who you want to be leading your exploration on the ground. There, he's familiar with the ground, the property, he's familiar with the geology, and he's very experienced. So that's the best mix that you would want from a VP of exploration. In terms of country management, we have a great team on the ground, and I can't stress this enough. As a junior resource company, if you want to be successful and you're working out of, for a Canadian company, you're working out of Canada, you really need to lean on the expertise of your country team. And we have the best country team here. They know how to do business in Guyana. They know the right people in Guyana. And they also are experienced with the property and the management of business in Guyana. And that is absolutely key. And so we're really set up just in the best way we can be in those two areas. And I think it all flows from there. And it makes my job, it makes the other management's job and the board job a lot easier when you have that in place.
Now, before we go, what would you say are the most important catalysts that investors should look out for at Guyana Gold Strike in the coming quarters?
Well, definitely, as I've already mentioned, the ongoing trenching, we're going to have a real regular flow of news from this trenching as we move through the summer months here. And then as we bring this data together with some of the legacy data, that propels us into a drill program later this year. And so obviously, you know, drilling speaks volumes in this business. And so that will be a huge catalyst. So the a smaller general ongoing catalyst is the trenching, which will have lots of results as we move forward. As I've mentioned, there's many areas that we're looking at. And then moving to the real big catalyst, which would be a phase one drill program later this year.
Well, thank you, Pete. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we appreciate your time and insight. We'll certainly continue to follow Guyana Gold Strike's progress, and we hope to have you back in the future for an update.
Thank you so much. It was a great call with you, and look forward to speaking to you again.